Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com. Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
The holidays have arrived at the Home Depot, and we're here to help bring the excitement with decor for every part of your home. Check out our wide assortment of easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees so you can spend less time setting up and more time celebrating. And bring your holiday spirit outdoors with unique decor like one of our Santa inflatables. Whatever your style, find the right pieces at the right prices this holiday season at the Home Depot.
Take command with you after a 28-7 Chiefs win over the Commanders in Kansas City. Washington falls to 3-5. They've got two more really tough games upcoming in this three-game gauntlet. Short week now to prepare for a team coming off of Monday Night Football. Coming off of a bye while Washington's coming off of Monday Night Football with Seattle coming to town. And then you've got the Detroit Lions at Northwest Stadium as well. All right, so Logan, let's just start with on the defensive side of the ball. We wondered, will there be personnel changes? There absolutely were, whether they were out of necessity because of myriad injuries or because this is what they think gives them the best chance now. Talent-wise, I got what I wanted, by the way. Frankie Louvu on the edge. And Jordan McGee basically playing full-time at linebacker. Also, you got what you wanted, which was a lot more Tyler Owens in the secondary. He played a ton of snaps. So how did we think those adjustments worked out, and what did we see?
Yeah, I mean, obviously in the first half, I was really impressed. I thought Tyler Owens in man-to-man coverage situations did a nice job on Travis Kelce, and I thought that, like, that matchup was good. I think you feel McGee's speed and aggressiveness to the football. I think that's something that is going to be better. Now, is he perfect all the time? No, but I think, like, there's something to having guys that can cover grass like that on the field. I thought Reeves did some nice stuff in the secondary. And I think there's a lot of good things to point to, you know, like coming out of this game, and I haven't watched it as closely as I want to, but I think when you go back and you look at like, for example, PFF, when you cut the film, they have like a first down feature. And so you can like watch all the first downs they got over the course of the game. And, you know, in the first half, you feel it's like, oh man, that's like, this is a lot of work. They're really striving, grinding to kind of get these first downs. And then as you get into the second half, like some of the breakdowns that we were talking about earlier kind of start coming to light. And so while some of those personnel changes were good and I think effective, and I think maybe not, you're not getting like a bunch of green grades in this game, I think you will get grades moving forward from young players who are going to get more experience and just add athleticism to the defense. I just thought, like, again, like there are a couple things to point out here. And I don't know if I might be jumping the gun, but when you watch those explosive plays by Patrick Mahomes, I think one of the things that really jumps out is the lack of consistent pass rush. And it's not just guys winning one-on-ones. It's guys containing the pocket. Like, we are just, you know, like we're taking inside moves. Patrick Mahomes is getting to the perimeter. We're taking a really high rush on that touchdown. I think it was to the running back Hunt, you know, like where he kind of steps up and runs out. Like, with him, you just have to keep him in the pocket. Like, there's the other one where they bring a sim pressure. Bobby Wagner's an A-gap pressure. I think Kinlaw is supposed to loop out and contain. We don't quite get there. He breaks out of the pocket. And I think that's the one he finds, either Juju Smith-Schuster or Rashee Rice. Like, that was the thing that really jumped out to me, because I thought the coverage structure in the back end was pretty good. But I think the thing that you just got to contain him in the pocket as much as you can. And I'm not saying that's easy, because again, like I talked about watching the film leading into this game, like, he does it to everybody, but like just having a more disciplined plan for that element of his game, I thought would have been important. And I think like all the personnel moves, all the things we just talked about, while probably a net positive, you don't see the impact of them because of lack of detail with your rush, lack of detail with coverage, like on the Travis Kelce long gain that he's got, it's man coverage and someone gets their eyes lost in the backfield. Like, we can't do that, right? Patrick Mahomes breaks the pocket. We rally to make the tackle instead of passing a player off, ends up being a touchdown. Like, that level of detail versus a team like the Chiefs is the difference between winning and losing the ball game. And I'm not saying if you do that stuff, you're going to win the game, but it just puts you in a better spot for a successful down defensively if you just do your job. So I think there's a little bit of that coming through in the second half, which was really frustrating to watch. So couple that with lack of offensive consistency, lack of offensive easy buttons, I think that's the story of the game for me leading in the second half.
You mentioned that Kelce play for 38 yards, which is like so vintage Chiefs, by the way. Yeah. That play was designed to go elsewhere, and Kelce's in as a blocker, essentially. And it didn't look like naturally he was going to release. It looked like he was, because he kind of looked backwards, like, all right, did we get rid of the ball? Like, what's going on? And then, and I'm not exaggerating, I think it was like four and a half seconds after the snap, he kind of goes, well, shoot, I'll just get out into this space.
Right.
And Mahomes and him are on the same page. So you said, man, is that, I kind of thought, like, that you just got by an off schedule thing. Is that somebody's job to just, if he's blocking you, basically you're with him until the play's dead? Is that kind of the idea?
In my opinion, based on what I watched this morning, yeah. Like, I would say, like, based on how the coverage is distributed, like,
because there was nobody else within 20 yards, right?
Yeah, like, stay on your work, right? And they talk about that. Like, I remember Jim Haslett talking about that. Like, that was like year one NFL stuff. It's like, I'd be in pass pro. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing the scout team cards. I'm in pass pro. And I wouldn't think anything of it, but we'd have to rerun the card because the person that had me in man coverage, like, wandered off somewhere, right? It's like, no, like, this is you, stay here. And so it just reminded me of that and just how if it is man to man coverage, or if it's some type of match coverage, like, you have to stay on your work, like, no matter how boring, no matter how. And again, like, that's the thing that's so tough, is I don't know what their scramble rules are for Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes, like you said, he's back there for like 3.5 seconds, right? So you're like, oh, do I attack the quarterback? Do I stay here? But just, it was crazy watching the down and watching the player's eyes on his work. And then all of a sudden his eyes transition to the quarterback, and then Travis Kelce kind of just drifts off to the offensive right, and you get a completion for 40 yards or whatever it was. So that's the type of stuff that I think today when Joe Witt Jr. watches the film, it's just going to drive. Like, there's some stuff where guys aren't fitting runs correctly. Again, you feel the energy, you feel the juice, but the detail, versus good football teams needs to be at an all-time high. Because I think Fletch said this on the broadcast, and I think it's perfect for what we're talking about, is versus teams like this, you can't beat yourself. You know, you can't beat yourself. And I felt like there was a couple times where the communication wasn't all the way up to 10, and or our detail wasn't all the way up to 10, and they get an explosive run, they get an explosive pass, and they're doing stuff to do that to you. Patrick Mahomes is a beast, so don't get that twisted. I'm not saying this is easy, but I think that's something that I take out of this game, especially in the second half.
So that play I asked you about was a 38-yarder. Their second biggest play of the game was a 31-yarder. And if you remember, that was, I don't want to say like a deep over, but he was kind of like going across the field. And so it was almost like there were three guys across.
Yeah, it looked like a zone coverage. Yep, zone coverage, and they're running a high cross. He takes a really good angle, and you put that hook player, who I think was Tyler Owens, in conflict. There's a back to the flat. I actually thought he got pretty good depth on it. You know,
I was going to say, it looked like he got okay depth, but then no one's back there, so I wonder, I don't know what happened there.
I think that's a great example for people watching at home of like how pass protection stresses zone coverage or elongating the play. Like, because if he has to throw that ball like on time, he's going to have to throw to grass, right? He's just going to have to throw to that spot. But because the protection was what it was, he's can kind of hold the football, see the throw. Just think of it. It's like you're stretching, you know, like Play-Doh or like those. Remember that old GAC kind of like toy that used to get a mess everywhere. Like as you start off, it's pretty dense in the middle, but you stretch, and it gets crazy thin. And that's on a lot of these explosive plays that they had. They just continued to stretch because they had time. They had time to do that. And I think, again, like I didn't think the coverage dispersion was terrible. And maybe they have a rule on this where you get a little bit deeper versus this coverage concept, whatever. But at least to my eye, the glaring issue was the lack of consistent pass rush in these moments. And again, like, you know, I've got fan friends texting me like, oh, we got to blitz more, we got to rush more than four, all these different things. That may be true. And I'm not going to criticize the coach's decision, but also like you have to be disciplined with how you rush the quarterback, right? You have to be disciplined with your pass lanes and responsibilities. So I think it's a myriad of things, but on that play specifically, that 31 yarder, I remember thinking, man, like, I don't know if you could play this much better, because if you get any deeper, he's going to throw it to the back and that's going to be a 25-yard gain. And so, like, again, like just the ability for them to protect, stretch coverages, and put that kind of stress on the coverage contour was tough to watch at times.
And I hope when I say what I'm about to say, it doesn't sound like an excuse or like, you know, taking it easy or whatever. But also, like, this is why Mahomes to me is like the greatest quarterback.
He's a baller.
You know, he's been doing this to people. He's been in the AFC Championship game every single year he's played for this reason. Like, this is what he does. This is the kind of conflict he puts you in. By the way, just to give some numbers real quick to what we were talking about, Jordan McGee played 58 snaps. So 84% of their defensive plays, they had 69 defensive plays he was on the field for, which is far and away a career high, obviously. And then your guy Tyler Owens played 25 snaps, 36% of the snaps in this game. So the adjustments were clearly made schematically there defensively. We've talked about the pass rush. So real quick, I want to give some attention to this guy. I love Jacob Martin. You know, we talked about him the last few weeks. This is my guy. He had 7 pressures against Dallas. He came out on the first drive and had a sack and a big hit of Patrick Mahomes on a near sack. He ended up getting a second sack in the game. Like if I'm not saying every single down he got heat, but he did a lot. And he was far and away their best, most impactful pass rusher, in my opinion, in this game. He ended up statistically having the 2 sacks and having 3 hits on the quarterback with 2 tackles for loss. I don't know how much better you could have asked him to play filling in for Dorrance Armstrong. They need more. Like, to your point, I don't remember. You know, Johnny Newton had the sack where he throws Patrick Mahomes after the whistle for a penalty.
Great. I mean, that's a terrible penalty, but great rush by him. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that was an awesome rush, bad penalty. But, like, otherwise, I guess I'm trying to say I'm too many words here. But bottom line is there were not enough noticeable pass rushes to me. Like, Jacob Martin over and over again, I was like, oh, nice rush. Otherwise – I don't really – if I'm trying to add to that list, I don't have a lot to add.
Yeah, and I think
– listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like when you leave the game with 11 hurries, you know, like on, I forget the total number of dropbacks, but like it's just not a lot. And then compare that to the Chiefs.
The Chiefs who have
21 hurries. Like you could just think about the game. Like when you're watching it, you could feel the difference, right? Like when you're watching, you're like, oh my gosh, like Mariota doesn't have a lot of time here. He's got to like, the ball's got to be out. Like he doesn't have time to kind of sit there and marinate. It's a total different thing when it comes to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And a little bit of that is like they're banged up at defensive linemen right now. Like I don't want to give them an excuse, obviously, because you got to find ways to win the football game. But when you have one of the most efficient statistically pass rushers in the NFL out with a knee injury, your kind of big pocket pushing guy and Dietrich Wise is out. Those were the guys that were going to start the season. They're not playing football anymore, right? And then you get Jacob Martin, who, great job by Adam Peters finding somebody, but like it's pretty thin in terms of people that can consistently rush the passer. And I know people want to talk about Frankie Louvu, where's his production? I think Frankie Louvu personally is better as a blitzer. Like he's much better as a blitzer, but we've, because of the injury situation, we've kind of had to allocate him in this kind of pass rushing defensive end role, which to me is ultimately like probably not the best utilization of him, but it maximizes the team. And so I don't know, I just look at it and I'm saying like they're in a tough spot. They got to go, I don't know what they're going to do, go back to the drawing board, whatever it looks like. But this to me feels like,
when it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life, and getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
We're getting out of what they were doing early in the season so well, and they're going to have to think about ways to create pressure in different ways. Like I was talking to Fletch about it, and he's like, well, can we get some, you know, overloads? Can we get some exotic pressures? And that is something that you probably can do. But again, like when you're trying to simplify the game plan, that becomes challenging. So I think there's a lot of solutions. It's like what Joe Witt Jr. and the defensive staff decide what's best, but we got to find a way to create more consistent pressure just based off of last night's performance.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think that goes without saying. They just not only get home, but just force the quarterback into some worse decisions, faster decisions, some different situations. I did like the one play Johnny Newton had. He was playing through an injury most of the game, by the way. Get treatment on the sideline. He was gutting through it. They also lost Javon Kinlaw for the end part of the game. He made a hustle play where he tried to sweep the legs of Mahomes with his arm, kind of diving, landed on his shoulder, bicep area. So that's worth monitoring going into the week as well. So, you know, a thin defensive line, I don't want to say is getting thinner, but here's the tough thing about this Monday night game, Logan. Like, Terry has a quad that's announced at some point during that game, made it sound after the game like he's fine. But between that and what happened with Kinlaw and Laramie Tunsil came out of the game a couple times with a hamstring.
Tunsil's a crazy one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
now you got 6 days until your next game. Like, I don't know how much more. I mean, I don't know what they can do. Last year, they lived a pretty charmed life with injuries. This is the opposite of that. They're getting just ravaged.
So I want to say two things, and it's going to sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. Like, this is the NFL. You have to negotiate injuries. I will say this is comparatively very tough to deal with. Like, I've been a part of teams that get banged up, and at some point you're just like, we can't put the product that we want to put on the field because everyone's dinged up so bad, right? And I think, like, you saw flashes of what this offense could be last night. You've seen it with, you know, Terry and Deebo on the field together. Like, all those elements are true, but again, not having Laremy Tunsil, does that affect Marcus Mariota's ability? And I don't think Brandon Coleman played poorly, but just, you know, there's a difference between Laremy Tunsil and Brandon Coleman, you know what I'm saying, in terms of production. So,
by the way, it's him to get back on the field.
Yeah, great job by him.
Laremy Tunsil, yeah, but he'd been deactivated for weeks. I mean, we're going, what the heck is going on with Brandon Coleman? He was a starter at left tackle last year, moved him to right tackle, then left guard. Now he's inactive, and his number was called. He was right back at left tackle.
And I actually thought he pass protected, at least in the clips that I saw, relatively well. Like, I didn't feel him in a negative way. And I think the offensive line played well enough. It's just when you are losing the continuity, you're losing the talent, it's challenging. It's a challenging situation to be in, for sure. So, again, like, this is why coaches get paid a lot of money, to kind of solve these issues. It's just, at some point, it becomes hard. Like, I was thinking back to some of the defensive criticisms that we had, and, you know, they've got so many young people working together. Like, there was a play, you know, I think it was the completion of Worthy, where it's like, Mike Sanders still, Trey Amos, and Quan Martin are all in the shot together. And it's just, you've got a lot of young people to their NFL journey on the field together in the same shot, versus something where there seems to be some type of coverage bust. Like, it's just, those things take time. They take reps. They take experience to kind of build out. And right now, a lot of people that are young are playing a lot of snaps, you know, and I think that it's a good thing long-term for the organization, but it's tough in the interim, because, like, good offenses, good defenses are going to be able to take advantage of that. Like, I think about Josh Connerly is a great example. Like, I have no doubt that Josh Connerly is going to be a staple at right tackle for this team. Like, just like the way he competes, the way he finishes, his athleticism. But, like, you have to go through some growing pains with a guy like that. And again, like, that's happening more and more with each injury, pushing someone to the forefront of the depth chart.
Yep. Defensively, they did get two takeaways. They were both in the first half. They were both on the first two drives for the Chiefs. And so, not coincidentally, you know, we say, hey, if you get some takeaways, it changes how things look on defense. They shut the Chiefs out during that period of the ball game, because on two long drives, you get the ball before they get points. One of them was an excellent defensive play by the Milan corner. Marshawn Lattimore makes a huge play last
Great
night.
Great play.
Almost had a fumble recovery as well, and a nice punch fumble by Trey Amos. By the way, the Chiefs have fumbled 8 times this year and haven't lost any of them. So,
dude, isn't that just like the serendipity of football? You know what I mean? Like, just how lucky is that?
Yeah. I mean, when things are going your way, they're going your way.
They're going your way. It was so funny. On the broadcast, Fletch was like, you know, Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw picks. I'm like, well, if you look at, like, his – and I say what you want about PFF. I think this is a great metric, like this turnover-worthy play metric.
Yeah, I love it.
He's got a very high percentage of those. And so tonight, a couple of those get actualized, and, you know, Fletcher's like, well, you know, and I was like, well, he's got a lot of turnover with plays. Like, this is the statistical variance you want to see. And he's like, well, shut up, nerd. Like, who cares about that? You know, and I was like, okay, cool. But I do think, like, there is a lot of luck with that. You know what I mean? A lot of turnover luck for the defense, against the defense, and for them to get some of that actualized last night was great. But to your point, like, it would have been nice if they grabbed that fumble.
Oh, for sure. But we talked about it on my show yesterday, actually, the fact that, yeah, he has 2 picks all year, but he puts the ball in harm's way. I mean, if you watch him, it's like pretty irrefutable, and the numbers bear that out. As you said, I like TWPs as well. But anyway, so the 2 picks, I mean, you get the Lattimore, and then the correction. I think it's like a regression of the mean of finally one of these balls in the middle of the field up in the air that you just got a guy standing there. That was inevitable and kind of a gift off Kelsey's hands. You know, you had the bad one from Deebo for Washington that, like, can't be an interception. And then it was kind of like, okay, we'll balance that out with the Kelsey play. But 2 picks on a couple of drives after having 2 all year. So it was just really good to see them get some of those that they've been preaching and begging for and talking about. because, again, three all year is not going to work through seven games. So hopefully that's a sign of something to come.
Yeah, and really just a tremendous play by Marshawn. Like, I was standing right there, you know, like really like right where the play happened. And it was just like the way he played the football, the way he used his physicality, the way he looked back for the ball. And then, I don't know, the emotional support from the team was just amazing. Like Dan Quinn, you know, who's not a young man, is sprinting over. Like, I almost got caught up in the melee. Like, everyone's running over, and I had to like work on my old like rip through on kickoff coverage to get out of the way. But like, to see guys like that juiced for a player, there's a lot of stuff going on with the team, but to see that level of support, it indicates something special is happening still. So hopefully they, like you said, they can keep getting that level of production from Marshawn. And again, like one of the things that Joe Witt Jr.'s talked about is like, don't press, right? Don't press for your turnovers. It's going to come from tips and overthrows, right? And so I think the second play in that sequence is a perfect example of tips and overthrows and turnover luck kind of falling your way.
All right, we'll put a bow on Take Command. Look ahead for a moment to the rest of the gauntlet here. You got two home games coming up with the Seahawks and the Lions around the bend. Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson with you on Take Command.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new random zit. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.